Let's begin by taking a nice deep breath of Sanat Kamara gold. And it's that brilliant gold. It's that 24 karat gold. It's that purity of a gold bar of what we thought Fort Knox looked like. It's that brilliance of a sunset. And of the sacred chalice of the Holy Grail. Breathe in the gold and open your chakras. Open your crown, that soft spot on the baby's head. Open your third and fourth eye, your throat, your clavicle, your high heart and your heart. Go to your rib cage and the halion, the solar plexus, your umbilical, your tummy, your sacral, your pubic, and your root. And feel everything opening and spinning and being in balance, because that's the theme right now. And relax. Relax your shoulders, relax your neck, relax your jaw. In fact, if you're in a position to do so, take your fingers and give your TMJ points a little circular rub. I can see our whole audience, our whole circle, is really clenched a little today. Because even though the law of give and receive is something we think we know about, and we do, it's also something that will raise anxiety. So relax. Relax into your chair or the bed, the floor, your car seat, wherever you are. Let go of the day. Let go of the week ahead. And simply be. And thank yourself. Appreciate yourself for giving yourself this time for your sacred journey, for your expansion. You're doing fabulously. Now with me and with the council, with Sanat Kamara and Archangel Gabriel, feel the energy drain down out of your head and coming up from the heart of Gaia into your heart, into that beautiful emerald Valentine heart. And breathe gold. And now, in the center of that heart, of your precious heart, see that tiny pinprick of white light. As we travel once again to the interior chambers of our heart, feel yourself like the angel you are, flying through that portal, that pinprick of white light to the interior chambers of your being, of your heart. And look at those walls of gold where you have declared your sacred purpose. Look at the symbols, the writing, the ancient hieroglyphs, the Sumerian. Look at the part where it is the intention for this lifetime and for every lifetime. The mission and purpose of who you are. And breathe. This is your sacred chamber. It is one of your sacred temples. And it is a place of safety, of incredible beauty, and of ultimate truth. Before you sit down in your chamber, I want you to go to an area of your wall, upper right-hand side of your heart, above eye level. I want you to look on the wall there and to read and to feel, to perceive, to hear, however you do this, to know. What, in the biggest sense, what did you intend to both give and receive during this lifetime? What was that unique, precious gift that you and you alone, in your uniqueness, carried from the heart of one to give humanity and to Gaia all the kingdom? Take a minute, read it, feel it, understand it. What did I come to share? And in that balance, in that knowing of the balance of the universe, of the Mother's infinite creation, what did you come to receive? Now we know collectively that of course we came to receive love. It is our birthright. And we came to experience and receive all the elements so that we would ascend, that we would shift into the fullness of our consciousness and our being. But what was the unique thing, the agreement, the soul contract, that you came to receive? If you had something to give, then according to the universal law, there was also something to receive. It's not to be judged. Just look at the wall and allow that piece of information to come to you. unique to you. And it is what you deserve and what you are worthy of. And it is the divine balance. Now come and sit in your favorite chair or on your favorite pillow. And with this big information, stay in your heart looking at your walls. And what is it in your heart, in your very core of your soul, right now, in this moment, in this eternal moment of now, but in this minute that you spend with us today and with Sanat Kumara and the Council of Love, what do you wish to give and to receive? It is very likely a reflection or a piece of the bigger picture, but it doesn't have to be. It's just what you want. Maybe you want someone to love some more, to be able to give more love, more compassion, more physical support. Maybe you wish to receive more respect, more nurturing, more acknowledgement, more money, more health. Anything goes. Don't judge it. And breathe it in. Now take those two sets of give, give, and receive, receive. And keeping the knowing still in your heart, as if you've scanned the information, bring this down out of the tip of your heart to where it conjoins, where the chakra meets your solar plexus, your hara, your place of divine will. And that chakra is gold. And together we are going to expel with our breath these desires, these sacred purposes of what we wish to give and receive. So feel it. And let it drop down like a golden drop of olive oil through a funnel into your solar plexus. And let us hold it, come to still point, relax, deeper. And on the count of three, feel yourself pushing this out with your solar plexus and with your breath out into the universe so that it is tangible and in the physical dimensions that we occupy. One, 8. And simply anchor in your heart and listen to the messages of Sanat Kumara. And know that you are surrounded by the archangels, by Mikael, Raphael, Uriel, Yophiel, and Gabriel. That you are surrounded by Yahweh and the Universal Mother Mary and Jesus Ananda. And you are safe and you are secure. And you are protected and loved always.